Hello?
Soaring is cool.
This is episode number 26 with Sarah Vance. Me. Fabulous, you know. It's going to be awesome.
I'm glad that you have the confidence. How have you been?
I've been great. I switched schools, and I think I said that in my voicemail.
Oh, right. The one that I forgot to put up.
I love it. Seriously.
Does anybody know that you stutter?
I've told a couple people, maybe like 8 people.
And these are all brand new friends?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I've told 1, 2, maybe 3 teachers that I stutter. And maybe about 5 students.
Okay, and
that's
how?
Good.
Yeah, that's a quite a leap. And how was their response? Their responses, replies, responses.
It's a whole lot better than I expected. I mean, you know, I'm scared that people might judge me or something, but.
What did the teacher say?
Well, one of them, I did it in a report that I had to type about, like, my personal life.
Oh, okay.
It was just about, like, I mentioned that my parents got divorced when I was 9, and that's when I began to stutter.
Okay. Sounds like a great way to disclose your stuttering. Usually that's what happens on the first day of school.
Yeah, actually, I told everybody, like, last week. I was really scared for some reason.
So what did you say exactly? What was the scenario? Like, what was the whole scene?
I mean, most of it was, like, really clever. I didn't flat out say it. I'm like, I typed it in, like, a computer class.
Okay.
You know, Lee typed stuff all the time about herself. And, you know, I always mention that I stutter in there. And I let other people read it. And they're like, I don't hear you stutter. And I'm like, I know how to hide it.
You know, that's a very interesting way of doing it. That was a very clever way. So, did you tell all 5 people in that class? Like, was it just through the computer class?
I told one of my guy friends flat out that I stutter. 2 of my guy friends.
So how did you do that? Did you just say, oh, hi, Bob, guess what, I stutter? Did you do it that way, or did you do like a segue?
I kind of like, I asked them, do you know anybody that stutters? And they're like, no, I don't really know anybody. And I'm like, well, you do now.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty good. So what made you do that? Like, what made you decide that's how I'm going to disclose my stutter to that particular friend?
I just felt really confident that day. You know, like, anybody, it doesn't have to be somebody who stutters. I mean, everybody has these good days and bad days where they feel, like, more confident and less confident.
So that happened to be that perfect day.
Yes, exactly.
Ah, good, good.
I told another girl before school started that I stuttered. Like, she goes to that school, and she'll like, oh, cool. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, okay.
That's not the reaction I was expecting.
She said, wow?
She said, oh, cool. And then she's like, well, actually, I have one from yesterday.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody, and I was on, like, a really bad block. Like, I block a lot on, like, short words that start with A, like, and stuff, like, and my mouth was open, and, like, somebody said, don't let a fly go in your mouth, and I'm like,
oh my gosh,
shut up.
So they made a joke.
Wow.
They made a nice joke.
Yeah, it was a joke, but I was like, wow, that's low.
That's good. So it sounds like you have a lot of smart people in your school.
A lot more of like nice smart people. Alex.
True. True. Good. So you're enjoying high school now. Good.
Exactly. I was so nervous about it, but now there's nothing to be nervous about.
Well, you know, it's all baby steps. I mean, what you did was a lot of baby steps.
Wow.
Stutteringiscool.com.
I wanted to ask you about your poetry. You told me before that you like to write poetry.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So what kind of poetry? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's a free written. Like, that means that it doesn't rhyme. So, and it's just about, like, my personal life and, like, my past. I have a pretty bad past. I don't know why I write about it, though. It's just, it gets my feelings out about it.
So you're a suffering artist.
Yes, exactly.
Would you be willing to read any of your poetry now?
Well, this one isn't depressing like they usually are.
Do you have anything that's upbeat?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's about my boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
It's not anything sexual, though. Or anything. It's just it's
to my about darling. Him.
Do what?
No. I was just making a joke. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to sound stupid. But,
Poetry is.
I don't get that.
Except yours.
It's called Perfect in My Eyes.
Oh, very nice. Go ahead.
It's very, very deep. It's like old English poetry.
Wow.
My dear, please do not cry anymore. I see the tears in your eyes, in those big blue eyes. Please do not worry. I will be here. Just remember, you are perfect in my eyes. I see you sitting alone, so I sit by you. Why do you walk alone? Do not fret. I am here for you. You will always have a friend in me. Our love will never fade. Forever and always, you are perfect in my eyes.
Wow, very nice. Wow, so did you... I'm not sure if this is a personal question, so feel free to say, mind your own business. Did you read this to your boyfriend? Like, did you write it and put in a Valentine's card or anything like that?
I haven't seen my boyfriend in over a month, so I haven't had a chance to give it to him yet.
Ooh, it's one of those long distance relationships.
No, it's not.
Well, let's conference in Steve and we'll talk more about this. How about that?
All right.
Or not. Do you have another poem that you want to add? I want to read? To share with us?
Not with me right now.
Oh, okay. Can you make something up from the top of your head?
Hi.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine. Yourself?
I'm doing better. in fact, you know what? I can say something very definitively.
Are you sure?
You think I can?
But first, you are going to have to say hello to Sarah, to Sarah, because she's on the line.
Oh, hi, Sarah. Hi. How are you?
The party has started.
Yeah, I think it has. But may I say that my may I say what my definitive answer is?
Okay.
That's the key word of the day now is definitive.
I'm just curious to know what the definitive question is.
It is my brand new blog talk radio show is a complete total. It was great how it started, but it didn't go as well as I planned, to tell you that.
Poor guy.
No, my word of the day, let me just say this, my word of the day is exactly, because I've been saying that all night.
Tonight was a weird night for computers. A lot of technical glitches.
Steve,
tell the audience what you're talking about. What's this Blog Talk Radio that you're talking about?
Yes. Okay. Well, all right. Yes, I will. Well, it is my it's a brand new show, the talk show about stuttering. It is called The Stuttering Hour.
Okay.
Okay. It's at www.blogtalkradio.com/stutteringsteve. Basically, what it is, it's a talk show about stuttering. And it's a call-in show. You can call in, and we can discuss all about stuttering and such, just like my stuttering chat. However, it's a little different from the chat, where it's actually a talk show,
mm-hmm.
and you can call in. And I have the number. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Okay.
I am very accommodating.
That is very good. That's a very good thing to have. Good thing to do. But the number is area code 347-996-5059.
And that's in the States.
That's in the States. And there's another way you can contact my show, is that during the show, when it's on live, when it works, like when I'm actually, you know, hosting it this time, on the internet, on that website that I gave you just earlier, what you can do is, there's one button that you can, that you can press. It's called Click to Talk,
mm-hmm.
and when you click on that, it's totally free, and anywhere in the world, you know, where you're located, you can click on that, and you'll go directly to my show, and it's very convenient for people that don't live in the States, like yourself.
Good, good.
Thank you.
You should probably mention what day and time your show is on.
That would be February 19th, which is coming up.
February?
So the bad day here.
It's September.
September.
Sarah?
Wow.
Is it February where you are at?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, it's September 19th. Excuse me. It's September 19th.
Okay, so
next week, Friday, at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
So that's Chicago time, and I'm not good with American geography, but okay, so Chicago time and...
I know. I've already scheduled this person who is in England. Her name's Helen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be coming to my show.
Cool.
There next week.
Ah, that's why it's so early.
Yeah.
Now
it's going to be midnight at hers.
Wow. Now, are you going to have your technical difficulties fixed by then?
I really hope so, man. I really do. I really do.
Okay.
It's one of those things where. Well, you know what? I gotta let you go here for a sec because
like
my
it.
Daughter needs to get some more food in her.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow, February?
February. Sorry about that. I was hoping that I had thought of bringing him in so we could talk about, you know, stutterers finding, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, wives, and all that, but it didn't work. It didn't happen.
That's okay.
Oh, well. Oh, well. So, okay, so how did you meet your boyfriend?
Through Facebook.
Oh, cool. How?
He was going out with somebody who I used to know.
Oh, okay. Ooh, used to know. This is getting juicy.
Okay, I'm only 16.
It's scandalous. only 16 and she has a scandalous past. Look at this.
The guy that I'm going out with now used to go out with her, and he dumped her for me.
So it's kind of like you're the Angelina Jolie and she's the Jennifer Aniston.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And now she hates me because her boyfriend broke up with her to go out with me.
Oh, wow. And was she a bad boy, a bad girl friend to him?
Well, my boyfriend for now didn't want to go out with her in the first place.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
Okay, well, it's probably not nice to gossip, even though it's fun.
Yeah, let's keep this show rated G.
Fun. True, true. Okay. Okay, so you guys met on Facebook and you haven't seen each other for a month?
A month and 3 weeks.
Oh, that's got to be bad. But I'm assuming you guys keep in touch with emails and phone calls and all that stuff, right?
Text messaging, yeah,
text
definitely.
Text messaging, all the wonders of technology. Good, good.
I need to start stuttering. I've been, like, I'm trying to hide it. I need to get out of that.
Sorry.
I'm talking to someone that stutters.
Like, now you mean, or when you're speaking to your boyfriend?
Now.
Just let the stutter out. It's just me. It's just stuttering is cool. Big whoop.
A few stutters have been slipping out, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When I first started meeting other stutterers in person, the same thing happened to me. It was such a weird feeling.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah, and it was scary to let the stutters out. But I quickly learned that, I'm like, whatever. So I tried it. Like, it was so weird to do it at the first. And then, now I just
do it all the time. Do you ever use pseudo-stuttering?
Sorry? Repeat?
Do you ever use pseudo-stuttering?
Pseudo-stuttering?
Yeah.
Like the volunteer one?
Yeah.
The volunteer? No. In that case, no. Just because it doesn't feel the same to me, because what I'm looking for is the experience of letting my stutters out. And it's in a situation where the people that I'm speaking to are other stutterers, so they know what's going on. And that's rare, because usually non-stutterers, they don't know. So after so many decades of hiding my stutter, now I want to stutter as much as I can. So the irony of it all. So that's why
I heard on one of your other podcasts where, like, you said that you wanted to stutter because, like, you know, you're talking to other stutterers and, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, I listened to your podcast. I need to start stuttering. I'm going to start right now. I'm just going to let them out.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Stutteringiscool.com.
You know what I haven't been doing in my previous episodes?
What?
That is giving out the phone number. So, would you like to give out the phone number? Do you happen to have in front of you right now?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, it's +1. 206-984-3922. You just dial and ignore my outgoing message. It mentions Spudcast. That's my other podcast that I've been ignoring. It's time I updated that, but that's another story. Or what's the other way?
I don't know.
I'm putting you on the spot. You can record an MP3, email it to coolstutter@gmail.com. Or the third method? Do you remember what the third method is?
To email you?
No, that's the second one.
I have a very short memory.
Apparently you do too. Mine's is even worse.
We're both getting so old, aren't we?
Yeah. On stutteringischool.com, on the right-hand side, there is a pretty orange box that says My Voicemail. You click on the button that says Leave Me a Message, and with that, you can use your computer mic to leave a message. So if you don't want to deal with the hassle of an international phone call or record an MP3, you can always record straight from your computer mic.
Exactly. What
Perfect.
He said.
I'm very bad with ending shows, so I'll just say have a nice day. Have a nice weekend.
Peace out, y'all.
Peace out. Keeping it real.
I gotta add southern stuff at the end, you know?
Sure.
Like y'all
yeah.
and eight and yeah.
That's
and don't cheat on your boyfriend. That's not good.
Don't sit
I'm sending
on
a
your
positive.
Boyfriend. Oh, don't cheat
don't
on your boyfriend.
Don't cheat on your boyfriend. I'm sending a positive message.
To all of the girls in the audience?
Yes.
And what about all the guys?
Don't cheat on your girlfriends, boys. Don't cheat on your girlfriends.
Until then, stay cool. Bad at this.
Stay fresh, y'all.
Stay
gangster.
Fresh. There we go. Okay. Good night.
Bye.
An open mic podcast for people who stutter.